But first, the Arizona Supreme Court says it will take up the issue of whether the expansion of the state's Medicaid program was done legally, and that decision may come down to the definition of tax. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services joins me now to break this down. And Howie, it could come down to that word. Bring us back up to speed as to what the meaning of tax may be and why that matters in this case.
Well, this is one of those wonderful things that keeps the lawyers in business. Back a couple of decades ago, voters adopted a constitutional amendment that says if you're going to impose a new tax or raise a tax, it takes a two-thirds vote of both the House and the Senate. That's clear. Here's what happened. When Obamacare was enacted, there was a provision in the law that allowed states to expand their own Medicaid programs to above the federal poverty level, and the feds would pick up most of the cost. But in order to take advantage of that, the state had to restore coverage for single adults, which it had cut during the recession. So Jan Brewer came up with this wonderful little plan. Why don't we have a fee on the hospitals to pay for that cost of restoration? The hospitals liked it because they figured, hey, fewer people showing up at their doors without insurance means more money for them. And so they enacted this plan, and it passed by a simple majority, mostly Democrats and a handful of Republicans. The Republicans who voted against it, who clearly were more than a third of the legislature, sued and said, well, wait a second, this is a tax, and you've effectively denied us our constitutional rights. And what's going before the Supreme Court is that question. Is this an assessment? Because it's levied by the director of the Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System, which is the state's Medicaid program, or is this a tax on hospitals, in which case it wasn't properly enacted, which means the more than $200 million collected to pay for Medicaid expansion goes away.
And Howie, lower courts have decided that it is not, in fact, a tax, that it is an assessment, right?
They have decided that. Part of it is that question of who gets to levy the fee, that it is levied by Tom Betlock, who's the access director. Now, of course, the Goldwater Institute, which is representing the dissident lawmakers, say, well, yeah, but it was the legislature that authorized him to collect the tax. And the judges in the Court of Appeals called that sort of circular logic and didn't really buy it. The other question is the hallmark of tax is it generally goes to paying for benefits for the public as a whole. And the argument by the Goldwater Institute is, well, we are benefiting people who have indigent health care, and therefore it is a tax. Now, the converse argument, the one the Court of Appeals accepted, is the real beneficiaries are the hospitals who get to stay in business, who actually make money from this, and therefore it was an assessment. Of course, this gets real tricky for those of us in the journalism profession, so what do we call it? And I've been trying to use the word levy as sort of a neutral third party until 7 justices decide when they have the hearing, you know, what is it?
Howie, what are the politics behind this from this standpoint? You mentioned that there was more than a third of the legislature who was in opposition to this. Is this in part because of political philosophy, and is it in part because the legislature feels like their hands are going to be tied again going forward if, in fact, this is called an assessment? Does this mean it could be a slippery slope to something else? Does anyone fear that?
Well, you've got a couple of pieces of this. First of all, there were people who were opposed to the expansion because it was part of Obamacare. And you know the feeling about many Republicans about Obamacare. You also have some interesting questions in there about what happens when the federal Obamacare money dries up, whether repeal and replace happens or it stays in place, but the federal match isn't there. Is the state then stuck with covering those people above the federal poverty level? And then, of course, as you point out, there are some interesting precedents there. The fact is that there is precedent for calling this kind of stuff an assessment. For example, the legislature might tell the Department of Water Resources, look, you need money to run your agency. Why don't you levy an assessment on the people you regulate? They've done the same thing with the Department of Environmental Quality. So in many ways, if the court determines that these sort of assessments that are authorized by the legislature are a tax, it's going to affect many other assessments, fees, levies, whatever you want to call them, that are out there that state agencies use all the time.
Howie, do we have a sense of what the meaning is of the fact that the state Supreme Court is taking this up? I mean, is there? I know nobody has ever gotten rich predicting what judges will do or how courts will rule. But do we have a sense? Like, is there anything we can sort of extrapolate from the fact that the court is taking this up as opposed to just leaving the lower court rulings in place?
Well, that's one of those interesting questions, because the Court of Appeals is required to review anything that comes out of Superior Court. And that's where we got the ruling saying it is, in fact, not a tax. The Supreme Court is a discretionary court, and they could have simply left the ruling below intact. What this means is there are at least perhaps 3 out of 7 justices who want to take a closer look at it. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to overturn it, but it obviously would have been a more of a victory for what was then Jan Brewer, and now it's Doug Ducey defending the levy as paying for this thing. So it raises some uncertainty. But as you point out, I'm not putting any money on the question of which way the court's going to go.
That seems to be the safer bet, as it were, in this case. That's yes. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks as always.
I'm glad to be here. I'm glad a robot isn't taking my job yet.